ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning. The time is 9:07. Currently another very mild start here in central Wisconsin at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently mostly cloudy skies and 40 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, as I said, very mild start here in central Wisconsin. What can we expect for the weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist. I'm assuming it's Jennifer Vucicki. Is it you, Jennifer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I had a little trouble connecting there, and I picked up the phone while I was on the air, so I wanted to make sure it was you. But again, a very mild start here in central Wisconsin. We're just not used to it at this point in December, 40 degrees right now. And it looks like it's going to be another very warm day as more of the snow that is on the ground goes away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's a very mild one. Today, highs getting into the upper 40s here. We normally should be right around about the low 30s, so quite a bit above average for this time of the year. As that warm front pushes through the area today, tonight, we'll see cloudy skies for the day as well. A little bit on the breezy side with the passing of that system. Tonight, a slight chance for rain, possibly mixing with some snow in the overnight hours. Mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows around about 33. Cooling down by about 10 degrees actually here for your Saturday as a cold front comes in. A slight chance for rain and snow mixing for the day with cloudy skies, high around 38 degrees tomorrow. A dry end to the weekend here on Sunday, and it looks like even cooler as well. More of an average day, though. Partial sunshine on Sunday, high of 30. 33 degrees here on Monday. We'll start off the work week with some sunshine here, and then on Tuesday, pretty similar day, mostly sunny, high around about 30.
Still kind of quiet. I guess we'll just have to keep on waiting for that first big one because you know it's coming eventually, but right now, again, just these above average temperatures and just not a lot of precipitation. I mean, that, as you said, a little bit of a slight chance, but really nothing in the foreseeable future that says keep an eyes out and get those shovels out.
Yeah, definitely nothing shovel worthy, but like you said, just that slight chance coming in tomorrow, so things might be a little on the slick side, but nothing really accumulating expected.
Okay, well, thanks again for the information. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Thanks so much. You too.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, joining us from weatherology.com. Right now in Wausau, fog and a little bit of mist out there. I don't see it looking out the window, but apparently that's what the weather service says. I'll say just mostly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 40 degrees. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. The wind chill is 36. Dew point of 37. Relative humidity of 89%. The barometer 29.48 inches and a visibility of 5 miles. It is Friday morning. Friday morning, 9:09. Chad Holmes with you. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour at 9:34, we will be talking to a really terrific young man, a junior at Wausau East High School, Jesse Napgesic. He is the leading scorer right now for the Wausau East High School boys basketball team. They are 5-0 to start off the campaign, and we'll find out what's led to that start and talk about a very significant game for the Lumberjacks tonight as they play host to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. That's coming up at 9:34. But also want to say good morning again to Ian Welsh, my in-studio producer. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Are you somebody that ever plays the lottery? Do you buy lottery tickets?
Sometimes if I have a little extra money.
If you have some money to burn, right?
I do, because I never won anything.
I know, exactly right. It's like I very, very rarely buy lottery tickets. Usually the only time I've done it is when you have a bigger office, sometimes they'll say, okay, we're all going to chip in. We're going to buy some of these lottery tickets because we have this chance to win $1 billion or whatever it may be. And the reason that I do it is because, can you imagine if you're in an office and everybody in the office buys a lottery ticket and then they win and you're the only one that doesn't win part of the big billion-dollar package.
That would suck.
Everybody would be coming to work, getting ready to quit and celebrating. But the reason I bring it up because the Powerball is starting to go up again. And every time it goes up, we kind of talk about it, and then the lines get a little bit longer to buy the tickets. And Powerball has not had a winner since October the 11th. So we're coming up on...
Really?
Yeah, so we're coming up on 2 months without a winner. So the Powerball jackpot right now has risen to $468 million for Saturday night's drawing. So you may want to think about, you know, getting a ticket or two, and then you can come and, you know, become my boss and, you know, buy the radio station. Say, I'm going to take over. But $468 million for tomorrow night's drawing.
That's a lot of things I could do with that money.
And buying a radio station probably is not number one on the list. But tonight there is a Mega Millions jackpot, and that's also getting way up there. If you're someone that plays Mega Millions, it's right now just under $400 million. So, could you imagine? Hey, let's say, you know, an amazing occurrence happens. You buy tickets for both of them, and you win tonight, and then you win tomorrow. What do you think people would say if somebody, by some incredible confluence, so, I mean, you know, the odds of winning are just
there.
Nobody wins. Well, somebody always wins, but the odds of us, either one of us winning, are just, you know, just infinite. I mean, just so small. It would be so much fun to see the incredible outrage from some people saying there must be a fix if one person won tonight and tomorrow. That would just be...
That would be insane.
It would be insane. Also, I know that I spend too much time on my phone. I think you spend too much time on your phone because I notice you on your phone.
Yeah.
So you got to stop doing that especially when you're working. I mean, gee whiz. I know that, you know, maybe sometimes I'm not as interesting as I need to be, but gee whiz. But I saw a story here that in this I put in the obvious file because there are some things that are just obvious. Mm-hmm. And it's people who ignore their phones are happier. They're actually happier because they're not on their phone all the time. A study found that people who are constantly glued to their phones are unhappier than those who don't. Those who constantly check their phones suffer from higher anxiety levels. So that makes sense, because why do you search on your phone? Because you're looking for something. When you don't find it, you're going to get anxious. If you're looking for a message from somebody, you're going to get anxious. If you're looking for likes on Facebook and you're not getting them, you're going to get anxious. So stay off the phone, people.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense. I think, again, and something that a lot of men worry about as well is losing one's hair. People want to keep their hair as long as possible. And what do you think men would do to fight hair loss?
Well, shave every day would be my guess.
But I mean, if I'm talking about, you know, if you can buy your way out of it, and there's a survey out there of hair loss sufferers. These are people who are losing their hair. And the average amount that people who are losing their hair would shell out on medications is now up to $52,000. People would spend $52,000 for medications to save their hair. Well, come on, Patrick Stewart made a great career without any hair.
He did.
Telly Savalas was Kojak, the coolest guy around. He had no hair.
Uh-huh.
But the survey of baldies, that's not very nice. Survey of baldies found that they would often give up their life savings. Oh, come on. Come on.
Really that much, people?
Okay. They put on three things that they would give up. One, their life savings. Two, their weekends. And number three, even having sex. If they could grow a full head of hair.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. So, again, I came across some of those interesting little news stories. And this one, I got one more because this one, this person would not have the problem if they were on the radio instead of TV. But there was a BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, news presenter, has apologized for giving the middle finger on a live broadcast.
Oh, no.
She was caught on camera giving the middle finger during a live broadcast. Mariam Moshiri claims that the gesture was meant as a private joke for a colleague who was not intended for viewers. She quickly realized she was on live television, pulled down her hand, and continued with the news.
See, that's why you always have to watch yourself on television, because you never know when you're on the air and when you're not.
There's a rule for radio as well. When I'm doing a broadcast, the rule is always assume that the mic is live.
Yeah.
Do not assume that the mic is dead, because if you do that, you may say something that you'll come to regret. And I think the same thing for news people. If there's a camera in front of you, assume you're on the air. And Moshiri took to Twitter to apologize to viewers, explaining that she was pretending to count down as the director was counting her down from 10 to 0. When they reached 1, she turned her finger around as a joke, not realizing it would be caught on camera. Number one, I do actually believe this. I mean, I don't think that anybody would be that dumb to give the middle finger to the audience.
Well, certainly not.
But again, it's still stupid. I hope that this person did not lose their job. Maybe, you know, got suspended for a day or two or something like that, to say, hey, think about this. Don't do it again. But I think that that actually makes a lot of sense, that if you're with your producer and you're maybe goofing around a little bit and you do something stupid, but
just be aware.
Be aware is exactly right. So again, and that's what I'm gonna say to you right now, make sure that you always assume when you're in that front of that microphone that it's live. We don't want you, you know, saying things you shouldn't be saying, because and there have been, I mean, how many moments, I mean, that's one story, but I've, over the years, I've heard many stories, whether on TV or on radio or whatever it may be, where people just assume they're not on and they are on.
I've seen a lot of those news bloopers on YouTube. Some of them are pretty funny. Some of them are pretty serious.
One of the funniest ones was back in the day when Casey Kasem did American Top 40, and he records that show every week. He recorded that show every week, and he was having trouble with a long distance dedication, and the guy that was producing him apparently was a little mad at Casey because he kept the recordings of him basically flying off the handle, and it caused a little of embarrassment. But again, I mean, we're all human. So hopefully it's not a case where that news person
made mistakes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So interesting. I thought a few interesting stories to try to, you know, get us off to a good start. I'm going to turn a different direction coming up next. I'm going to kind of hit back a little bit again. I like from one time to time to kind of play point counterpoint with Chris Conley over at WSAU, and I disagree with one of his opinion pieces this week. We'll talk about that coming up here on WXCO.
Saturday night, the Wausau West hockey team looks for a 17th consecutive Marathon Cup championship. The Warriors take on Mosinee. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7:20 and the opening faceoff at 7:30. Wausau West Hockey on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, Picks and Pieces, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Mosinee in the Marathon Cup Championship game Saturday night, starting with pregame show at 7:20 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, I haven't done this in a little while. It's time to rebut Chris Conley in one of his commentaries. And the WSAU Morning Show co-host likes to be out there in terms of his commentary from the far right. And earlier this week and during the course of the week, I've talked about Tom Killian, member of Wausau City Council, not running for re-election, saying that, it's not a great thing. And obviously, you have a choice in terms of running for office or not, but he's been, I think, a very important voice. Somebody, as I've said, is not afraid to rattle the cage. And apparently one cage that has been rattled is Chris Conley's, because Chris Conley's doing a little victory jig concerning Tom Killian and not running for the re-election coming up in the spring, as Conley had a commentary that was put out yesterday. And complains again, Chris Conley doesn't think we should spend anything on environmental issues, about keeping our environment clean. And obviously Tom Killian, and I think myself and many others, disagree that we should be spending money to try to keep our earth and our land and our communities somehow clean from polluters. And Conley says that as a member of Citizens for a Clean Wausau, Killian is an unapologetic environmentalist. Well, I think that's a positive for most people, not Chris Conley. Conley says, how much money should Wausau spend on environmental challenges? Whatever it takes, unlimited amounts. And again, it's a fallacy. It's a falsity. I mean, that's it's garbage, because Chris Conley doesn't want, again, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't fall into the same trap that Mr. Conley does. I will say that he wants to spend very little, if anything, but the idea that whatever it takes, unlimited amounts, well, Tom Killian wants to spend a lot more money than Chris Conley does, I'll say that much, because he believes that a clean environment is an important thing. And then Conley says, that approach, again, the fallacy approach that he put out there, that approach is ridiculously expensive and void of common sense. What I think is void of common sense is thinking that you can ignore environmental challenges and somehow they're just going to go away, because that is the Conley method. And he says, here are two examples, Riverside Park and PFAS chemicals in our water. Again, I have never seen somebody that is so pro-PFAS than Chris Conley seems to be. Conley says there's contaminated soil under Riverside Park. The company that put it there is long out of business. What should be done about it? Conley says nothing. That is a quote. Nothing should be done about it. The contamination is 6 inches below the surface, Conley says. He says it's likely harmless. Chris Conley likes to roll the dice. Snake eyes, Chris. Snake eyes. Conley says, no, I would not recommend building a home and living on top of contaminated soil. Thanks, Chris. That's the kind of advice I come to you for every morning. But he says, but it's a park. Most people visit for a short time and then leave. Their chances of being exposed are zero, according to Conley, environmental expert Chris Conley. Yet after 2 years of consultants and studies, the city will spend north of $100,000 to dig up the soil and truck it away. He says that makes no sense. Of course, a guy that thinks we should do nothing about the environment thinks spending any money makes no sense. And then he goes on to his favorite stalking horse, PFAS, the forever chemicals in our water. And Wausau, he says, is spending breathtaking amount of money to filter its water down to zero. He thinks that we should have gone to a different way of going about it that was less expensive, something less permanent. He says the city never even considered the cost difference where we would be in compliance, but not at zero. He thinks just barely getting under the level of compliance would have been the best way to go. And then he says, and again, he puts out words that sort of go up against what he's been promoting for years now. He goes, no, I don't want people to be exposed to toxic soil or to drink unsafe water. But he doesn't want to do anything about it. So, again, your actions are what speak louder than your empty words, Chris. He says, and again, he wants to be a common sense environmentalist. He says, but if we don't apply a common sense approach to environmental costs, we won't have enough money for anything. Well, we certainly won't have enough money for the tax cuts that he and his buddies on the far right really, really enjoy. And then he says, closes it out with classic Conley, and that's why the city's checkbook needs to be closed to people like Tom Killian. Well, I'm glad. Yes, there's one person happy, Chris Conley. Again, this guy is just so far off when it comes to these issues. You cannot ignore environmental issues. You cannot ignore chemicals in our drinking water and just hope they go away. There are issues involved with cost. Absolutely. But we need people like Tom Killian and Citizens for a Clean Wausau to be able to push to get as much done as possible. Well, again, it's always fun to give a different point of view when it comes to Mr. Conley and his commentaries. The time is 9:28. We will have a news update coming up. We will then come back and hear my discussion with Wausau East Junior, Jesse Napgesic. Again, leading scorer for the Wausau East boys basketball team. We'll talk to Jesse Napgesic coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. The Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. On Wednesday, I had a chance to talk to Jesse Napgesic from Wausau East. Boy, the Wausau East Lumberjack boys basketball team, 5-0 on the young season, off to a fantastic start. One of the spark plugs has been Jesse Napgesic. And here's the conversation I had with the young man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and I tell you, it's got to be nice to talk about it because you're 5-0 on the season. I think in terms of the early season, the two games that kind of jump out, New London going on the road winning there, and then going up north to Rhinelander. And Rhinelander's never easy. I guess we'll start right there. Going up there, winning by 19 points, jumping out to, I think, about a 20-point lead at halftime. What was working last night for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we just started off really strong. It was a hot start, and we kind of just kept the lead throughout the whole thing. It's always a great great atmosphere to play in Rhinelander, and yeah, it was a good game.
Looking at the season so far, 5 games, 5 wins. You got a lot of experienced players back because your group, for the most part, was together for the last year, and it's been growing together. Do you feel as though, and I said it before we went on the air, yeah, you got the bruises to prove it. You had to go through some probably tougher times to get to this point. What did you find out during the maybe the tougher times that you're using to your advantage so far this season? What has your team maybe learned that's allowing maybe where a game that could be a close loss is turning into a Wausau East victory?
Yeah, I think we really learned how to play with each other through those hard times. You know, we struggled a lot like last year and a couple of years back, but we've learned to play with each other and get through those hard times. And first 5 games, we started off pretty well.
Looking at your game, in your process, where are you better right now than maybe when you first started your varsity career? After the games and the minutes and the reps you put in, what are the areas you feel like you made the biggest strides up to this point? And obviously, as a junior or just 5 games into the season, you still have a lot of room to grow. But where have you gotten better maybe in the last year plus?
Yeah, I think I've become a lot more aggressive, you know, attacking the rim and passing it out and opening driving lanes for your teammates and open shots for your teammates really helps you out too.
looking at the squad, something I've noticed, you know, in terms of looking at results and what your team has been able to do is that while you're getting, you know, a pretty good chunk every night, I think averaging maybe a little more than 20 points per game up to this point, it feels like there's always three and four Lumberjacks in double figures. And that's one of the good things when you're putting up 80-plus points in a game, that there's a lot of points being put up and you can spread it out pretty nicely. It does look like a group that has a number of different options. Before we talk about maybe your teammates, I imagine as somebody that does like to put it in the hole, that having others that are capable makes your job a whole lot easier.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have a lot of great scorers on our team, and being able to pass the ball around and, you know, swing into the corner and knows that someone can knock down the shot, it's just, it's great. Passing the ball around, everyone can score.
Let's talk about some of your other teammates. Who are the other guys that you look at as leaders, both in terms of what they do on the court and maybe even in the locker room, in the hallway, and just leaders that are taking this team in the right direction?
Yeah, when I think leaders, I think of our two guards, Isaac and Jaden. They really, you know, hold each other accountable, hold everyone accountable, and they're very vocal on the court and in the locker room, you know, getting everyone hype and make sure everyone has the right mindset before the games.
Isaac Rozwadowski and Jaden Garrett, just for people out there who aren't following as tightly Wausau East basketball, but I'm sure the wins keep coming, they'll be watching much, much closer. That's interesting. So for the guards to be the leaders, I think that's always a good thing for a basketball team, because obviously, in a sense, they start to play much like a quarterback on the football field. Does that help by having your guards to be guys you can kind of lean on? Because when things are getting tough, you put the ball in the hand of the guards, and it probably just calms things down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Before we talk a little bit more about the basketball aspect, I got to ask you, because part of this is, you know, we generally talk about high school sports, and you were part of the East football team this year, and you were a receiver, had double-digit catches this season in the conference. And the thing about East football this year is, beyond the record, beyond just the two wins, which were outstanding, is just getting East back on the field for varsity football. What has that process been like? I mean, how difficult was it to keep working at the football aspect? And obviously, you know, being a multi-sport athlete, it's a little different. But going through the tough times where you didn't have that, I would say, carrot on a Friday night to play a varsity football game, you had to wait multiple years to do it. How did that, I would call it adversity, help you maybe as an individual grow, even beyond what you accomplished on the football field, accomplished here on the basketball court, but going through some adversity? I imagine that was not easy, but in the end, it's probably taught you a few lessons.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's about perseverance. I mean, last year and even the year before, you know, we were only had a JV team or eight man or whatever it was, and you got to just see past it. And I think it was a great group of guys who just stuck with it and stuck with our coaches, and it was really like a brotherhood. So, you know, we got into our varsity season this year. It was great.
I want to ask you about that first game because, again, actually the first week of the season before that game, I had Coach Kramer on the program and was talking to him. And then going into it, you know, from the outside, you kind of wonder, hey, what's going to happen with the East? Because they've had issues even, you know, when they were starting seasons, having issues getting them done. But he sat across from me and was very confident. I mean, it sounded like he knew you guys were going to go up north and win that football game in week one. Was that maybe the attitude, especially in the summer when you're going through, you know, the off-season workouts and then 7-on-7 or whatever it may be during the summer, then practice starting, was there always that sense of confidence that it was going to be different, that this is a different Wausau East football program?
Yeah, for sure. I think every year we go in having a different mindset, like this is going to be our year. And having that confidence is a great way to, you know, go into the season, and picking up that first win in Lakeland really helped us.
What was the bus ride like home? Because I imagine that must have been incredibly fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. Having that first varsity win under our belt, that was great.
Again, we are talking to Jesse Napgezik from Wausau East High School, junior, on the 5-0 Wausau East boys basketball team. Also was a member of the Wausau East football team. I think had 11 catches, if I'm not mistaken, in conference play this year. Are you involved in any other sports, or is it just the two?
I'm doing track this year, yeah.
What do you do in track?
It's going to be my first year. I think I'm going to do high jump.
If you have success in one sport, and obviously, you know, going from football to basketball this year, having good feelings about your football season, having positive moments, does that momentum help you go into a completely different sport?
Yeah, I think it does. I think some of it translates, and I'm going into the track season really just trying to get, trying to get faster, trying to get stronger and better. And I mean, I haven't really done track for, so I'm kind of using it to focus on my two other favorite sports. So,
sure. Yeah. Between football and basketball, what's your favorite?
My favorite would have to be basketball season I'm in right now.
Why basketball? What is it about the game that, because it's more than just going out there and playing in the games. You have to work at it in order to develop your skills. And in order to work hard, you have to have that love for the game. What is it about basketball that keeps you working hour after hour and trying to take those steps forward?
Yeah, I've had a basketball in my hands ever since I can remember. I love the game. I love the feeling. I love the team. You know, the team aspect is great. Getting a win and playing with your teams is just, it's a great feeling.
Before we ask you about some of the, I think, the Wisconsin Valley Conference and going into that on Friday, let's step away from sports for a moment. When you have a chance to get away, to when you want to, you know, just relax a little bit, what do you like to do?
Well, normally I just, like Sundays, wake up, watch football. Sunday's normally my rest day.
Right.
So, you know, watch football and hang out with my dogs. I have two dogs and I love them. They're
what
great.
What kind of dogs do you got?
Oh, Aussie Doodle and, they're both very similar. They're both doodles. One's tan and one's white. They're great.
What's their names?
Lewis and Rosie.
Very good. You have a favorite class?
I do. I like pre-calc IB. I'm kind of a math guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you got, again, you have so much time left in high school yet, but it does go by quickly. Have you thought about the future at this point? And again, I'm not holding you to anything because, you know, even though it's going to be, you know, out there. But have you have any maybe dreams in terms of maybe what you'd like to study at the next level and maybe even career after that?
Yeah, I've thought about it a little bit. I mean, I'm thinking of math for like a career exploration because that's like kind of my my main skill set. Mm-hmm. And I was looking into like being an actuary or going into finance, but I really just want to play college basketball, see if I can get to the next level and see where that takes me.
On that point, knowing that you have that goal that you want to play at the next level, what are the areas right now that you're thinking, okay, over these next 2 years, I've got to get better here? Or these are the things I have to do to prepare to allow myself to have that opportunity. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think I need to get stronger. I mean, there's obviously a lot I can work on. There's a lot I can improve in. Mm-hmm. But I think my main thing I need to do is get stronger.
Again, Jesse Napgesic from Wausau East, our student-athlete guest this week here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You do start off the Wisconsin Valley Conference on Friday night, D.C. Everest. Always those fun games when you play either, I imagine, West or Everest. When you look at the conference itself, have you kind of looked at what the teams are doing in the non-conference? Have you taken a peek? Have you any thoughts on maybe some of the teams you expect to be among the best in the conference outside, of course, of Wausau East?
Yeah, I really just look for the game ahead of us, but yeah, I have watched film on a little bit of the teams like Everest and Spash, but we're really just focused on Everest on Friday.
Well, what jumps out about DC Everest? They've had some pretty good years recently. Obviously, when you lose a Division I basketball talent like they did, there's going to be some changes, but I know they've got a great scorer in Cohen Preby, and again, I think it's a team that's always going to be there. What have you talked about within the team and Coach Garrett and everybody else about what to expect from DC Everest?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. They're well-coached and hard workers. I play AAU with some of the kids on the team, and it's going to be a tough matchup, but I'm excited and looking forward to it.
What are those games like when you face maybe Everest or Wausau West, the city teams, basically? What are those games like when you know your opponents probably as intimately as anybody? You know, you've probably seen them play, you know, played, you know, pickup games. What are those games like?
Yeah, it's a great. I love competing, and when you know them personally, it just makes the competition even better. And yeah, it's just great. It's really fun to play against them.
Do you have a favorite opponent, whether football or basketball?
Yeah, Wausau West, definitely.
Beyond just being the inner city rival, is there anything else about it? Is it maybe an energy in the venues? Is it knowing that, you know, that maybe the student body is more into it than maybe even a normal game? What else adds to the whole ambiance of a East-West game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are rivalry across the river, but I think the atmosphere is really what gets me. I mean, I love playing in a big atmosphere, and when it's loud and yeah, it's just, it's great.
When you look at this season, and obviously, again, I think that until you do it, people almost aren't expecting it. And it's been a process for East now to take steps forward the last few years. When you look at this year now, how do you look at the goals? Do you have goals for this season, both individually and team-wise, or is it, as you said, maybe one day and one game at a time?
Yeah, we do. We have big goals. We want to finish the top half of the conference, and we want to see where that takes us. And, yeah, that's about it.
Do you dare to have big dreams? Sometimes I ask some of our guests, you know, because obviously playing, say, on the Kohl Center court, you know, something like that. Do you allow yourself to visualize something like that, even when it's obviously, you know, such a long way to go?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think about that all the time. I think I really do have big goals, but some of them I don't like to disclose just because, yeah. But
man, now that opens the box. I want to find out some of these big goals. And I guess finally, what's the biggest thing you've learned, maybe, you know, just generally, from sports? Because often I'll ask about, you know, especially with a senior, but you're not at this level yet. So I'm going to ask the question in a different way. What have you learned so far during, it can be even, you know, non-varsity, in the run-up through middle school and high school before you got to this point? What has sports taught you that maybe you wouldn't have gotten by not being involved in the different sports you've been involved with?
Yeah, I think sports just in general really taught me how to work hard. If you have, you know, a goal in mind, you got to work as hard as you can just to get there.
Fantastic. Again, it's been a terrific start for you and your teammates this season, 5-0, now into the WVC. And again, a lot of great matchups coming up starting on Friday with the DC Everest Evergreens. Jesse, again, really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and coming on by, and best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
Again, Jesse Napgazek of the Wausau East Lumberjacks. The time is almost 9:49. We'll come back. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yep, heading towards the weekend. Sun continues to peek through some cloud cover. I'd say mostly cloudy skies, but a little bit of sunshine out there right now. Temperature of 40 degrees. We expect temperatures to get into the mid to upper 40s before all is said and done. There is a slight chance of a little rain or snow mix tonight into early Saturday. And then starting Sunday, some sunny skies Sunday, chillier, 29, then sunny again on Monday, 32, sunny and 29. So again, if you're looking for that snow to get out there and enjoy, you're going to have to wait a little while. It does not look like in the next week or so we are expecting any significant snow. Again, we will keep you up to speed on the weather each and every day, 24-7, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. It is the 8th day of December of 2023. Yep, we are heading down the stretch with 23 days to go before we get to 2024. And time to take our daily history lesson. Some of the famous events, some of the favorite folks who are celebrating birthdays here today. We'll start with the famous events. 1792, the first formal cremation of a human body in America took place near Charleston, South Carolina. Henry Lawrence, colonial statesman and signer of the Treaty of Paris ending the Revolutionary War, in his will provided, "I do solemnly enjoin it on my son as an indispensable duty that as soon as he can conveniently can after my decease to use my body to be wrapped in 12 yards of tow cloth and burned until it is entirely consumed, and then collecting my bones, deposit them wherever he may think proper." So the first cremation on this date in 1792. Tragic day, 1980. December the 8th of 1980. Most people found this out while watching Monday Night Football. Howard Cosell announced that John Lennon was murdered by Mark David Chapman in New York City. On this date in 1993, the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, was signed into law by U.S. President Bill Clinton. On this date in 2010, with the second launch of the SpaceX Dragon, SpaceX became the first privately held company to successfully launch, orbit, and recover a spacecraft. On this date in 2011, Japan's government apologized to Canada for the treatment of its POWs during World War II. On this date in 2020, the UK began vaccinating for COVID-19 using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And on this date in 2022, South Korea's parliament passed a law that citizens will soon turn a year or two younger than they've been all their lives. The country's traditional method of determining age, which specifies that a child is 1 year old on the date of birth and becomes a year older each January the 1st, was to be abolished. Some famous people celebrating their birthdays. Kim Basinger, hard to believe, but Kim Basinger. Remember her as Vicki Vale in Batman, among other movies. Kim Basinger turning 70 years old today. Terry Hatcher, known as Lois Lane back in the series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Also was involved in a famous episode of Seinfeld. Terry Hatcher is 59 years old. Of course, she was one of the Desperate Housewives. Race car driver Kevin Harvick, NASCAR champion, just retired. His last race was last month. Kevin Harvick is 48 years old today. Dominic Monaghan of Lost, Lord of the Rings, is 47 years old. Nicki Minaj is turning 41 years old today. And Anna Sophia Robb of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Soul Surfer is 30 years old today. And if you out there celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Brownie Day. That's always a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It is Salesperson Day. It is Crossword Solvers Day. So if you're a big crossword puzzle person, this
crosswords
one's for
are
you.
Fun.
It is Lost and Found Day. Christmas Tree Day. So I guess if you haven't already put up that Christmas tree, make sure you do it today on Christmas Tree Day. This one I'm not sure about. It's Lard Day. Lard Day today.
No, thank you.
And it's Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
I do that every day.
There you go. So those are some special events being acknowledged today. Well, it is time now for our number for the day. This one is 54,000, and it's the cost in dollars of something.
54,000.
And actually, it's not a fun one to me. That's a lot of money as we get older. It involves people when they get older. And I'm getting closer and closer to this.
Oh, boy. That's a little tough.
$54,000. Yeah.
When you get older.
3 seconds or else we can't.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It is the cost, again, the cost in dollars per year to live in a typical assisted living facility in the U.S.
Really?
So I can't afford that. I'm about to keep working. $54,000.
That's unbelievable.
Cost in dollars per year to live in a typical assisted living facility in the U.S. Well, I don't know. I mean, when you really think about it, because you have cost involved of nurses and everything that goes into it. And,
true.
You know, if you just take, like, rent, you know, right now my rent per year is pushing closer to $12,000 a year. So, I mean, that's without all that other stuff. So that is our number for the day. hey, don't forget, all day long, keep it right here. Great programming on Bull Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network from 10 until noon. It is Ask Goes Wisconsin from noon until 2, the Todd Alba Show. From 2 until 4, Matt Flynn Direct, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crudy. From 4 until 6, the Maggie Dawn Show at 6 o'clock as well. And don't forget, tonight we have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Merrill Blue Jays, 7 o'clock pregame. And then tomorrow, Wausau West basketball taking on Little Chute, 2:50 for the pregame, and the Marathon Cup championship game, Wausau West against Mosinee, tomorrow night at 7:30. Ian, have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good weekend, everyone.
And I will see you tomorrow for Sully's College Football Page. And everyone, have a great weekend. And make sure you tune in Monday morning, 8 o'clock. We'll have Tony Gonzalez joining us Monday morning here on the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.